Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. Holy, holy, holy. We often sing the song, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, about our awesome holy God. Do we remember, though, that God has called us to be holy? The Apostle Peter wrote, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy." 1 Peter 1, verses 15 and 16. Peter was quoting what God said to the Israelites, as recorded by Moses, Leviticus 11, verses 44 and 45. God has always required his chosen people to be holy. Peter began by telling how to prepare oneself for holiness. He said to set your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Do not be conformed to the former lusts, and be holy yourselves in all your behavior. Verses 14 and 15. God does not ask us to do something we're unable to do. Becoming holy is achievable. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Romans 12, verse 1. He told Thessalonian Christians, "For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness." 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 7. Paul wrote Timothy that God saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. 2 Timothy 1, verse 9. Paul similarly wrote the Ephesians, "Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him." Ephesians 1, verse 4. In Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, he said Christians should cleanse themselves from every defilement of body and spirit and control themselves. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. He wrote other Christians that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 4. Paul rebuked the church at Corinth because they were still immature, carnal, and divisive. He said, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple." 1 Corinthians 3, verse 17. Holiness also doesn't allow one to be on the fence about questionable positions or actions, because the fence belongs to Satan. Peter said that in God's spiritual house, his temple, we are holy priests, offering acceptable sacrifices through Christ. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 5 and verse 9. The church is a holy nation, sanctified or set apart from the world. Jesus' desire on the final day of judgment is to present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5, verse 27. As we live in a sin-darkened world, we may always should keep these scriptures before us and consider the words of another great song, "More Holiness Give Me." The third verse, "More purity give me, more strength to overcome, more freedom from earth stains, more longing for home, more fit for the kingdom, more used I would be, more blessed and holy, more Savior like thee." Today's verse, "Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord." Chapter 12, verse 14.